Micromanagers are a pain in the ass. I mean, nobody likes them. And it really doesn't matter what level of the organization that you reside. Nobody likes a micromanager. And there's a lot of reasons. One, they're just a plain irritant. But as importantly, they slow everybody down. They're kind of like pace cars in NASCAR. Nobody really wants them. Hello, I'm Kevin Birchelman, executive coach and consultant, and this is The Brazen Leader, a podcast about leading boldly and without shame. Be brazen doesn't mean being a jerk. It means to be out front, to make decisions, to take risks, and to be there when you're supposed to be there. It's about making a difference, a real impact in people's lives. So listen up and be brazen. Hello, I'm Kevin Birchelman, and this is the Brazen Leadership Podcast. Today's episode, micromanagement and pace cars. Nobody really wants either of them to be around. NASCAR racing is the number one spectator sport in the world with a single event. And I'm talking about in the world, more than soccer, more than football, more than golf. Yeah, okay, golf doesn't count. But the number one spectator sport in the world, the Daytona 500, collects almost 20 million viewers. Now, I'm not necessarily a huge racing fan, but apparently many of you are. Now, these cars are hurtling around an oval track at speeds approaching and sometimes even exceeding 200 miles per hour. Even the curves of the track are banked, some of them nearly 35 degrees, to allow the drivers to keep those speeds up, even while they're turning, for Pete's sake. God, don't tell my wife that. In other words, steps are taken to make certain that the cars can go fast, that there aren't any artificially created impediments to their driving success. The cars, then, are capable of moving as fast as the cars are capable of moving. What a concept. Until that dreaded pace car shows up. Pace cars generally surface whenever there's a problem. In NASCAR, a pace car is a car which limits the speed of competing cars on a racetrack. In the case of a caution period, for instance, such as an obstruction on the track, the pace car enters the track ahead of the leader. All the drivers, then, are not allowed to pass the pace car, or sometimes anyone else for that matter, while the pace car leads the field at a predetermined slow speed, which varies by race. Regardless, this pace car limits the speed of all the other cars. They can't go any faster than the pace car. Starting to sound familiar here? Now, nobody really likes to see the pace car on the track. Think about it. Broadcasters don't like it. Can you picture trying to excitedly narrate a leisurely circular drive around a track? Fans don't like it. Hell, no one is racing. They came for a race. Well, for the most part. Some come to watch people break up, crack up, wreck, all that other stuff. And the race car drivers certainly don't like it since they came to the race, well, to race. And that means going as fast as they can. So micromanagers are like pace cars. For instance, number one, the micromanager is in absolute total control over all things trying to perform their design functions. Everyone is watching the micromanager, wondering when he or she will leave the office, allowing those powerful followers the opportunity to sprint into action, racing for success. Sound familiar? How many times have we experienced, ourselves or through another, someone so very capable of performing, but under the control of a management pace car? Number two, their speed is self-limiting. Make no mistake, though they may not have the speeds of some of those thoroughbreds under their charge, just to mix a metaphor, most pace cars are fast, fairly fast. If you look at the Corvettes and Barracudas and all the other cars that have been pace cars, they're fast cars. Many are capable of speeds up to 170, 180 miles per hour. All of them can likely do 150 miles per hour. Can your Prius do that, or even your Lexus? So micromanagers are equally self-limiting. They're not just pissing everybody else off. They should be irritating themselves. They may have personal capabilities far beyond their self-imposed limitations, but their need to control the performance and or behaviors of others, like the pace car, overrides their natural innate abilities. Instead of focusing on what they could do under any given circumstance, they instead focus on those speed-limiting control aspects of their team. This, of course, leads directly to number three. No one can go any faster than the micromanager. The penalty for a NASCAR driver passing a pace car is generally being sent to the back of the race car pack. The penalty for going around an organization's micromanager? Probably a similar demotion. This third element is why senior leaders, assuming they aren't the micromanager in question, should not tolerate this errant style of leadership. It's bullshit. The organization is effectively saddled with a governor of sorts, a speed control or speed limiting device where nothing and or no one can go faster than that micromanager. I gotta tell you, it just seems a bit stupid to me. And since micromanagers are seldom your absolute best performers, folks, they most certainly are holding your organization up as a whole. And certainly, some of your top performers are being held back. In NASCAR, at least, they do have one advantage over the micromanager. At the end of the caution period, that safety car leaves the track and competitors can then resume racing. Micromanagers never leave. They also invariably have tons of reasons why they behave in such a manner. But here's a real skinny. Either A, the people working for them are incompetent and should be summarily whacked. Or B, the micromanager is simply a natural control freak, using archaic, unnecessary management tactics solely to lift his leg on each action or transaction. Tell him or her to stop. Make it a performance issue. Manage it away, or manage the micromanager out. The organization and all the race cars will thank you. Thanks for listening to this week's Brazen Leader. Make sure to visit brazenleader.com, where you can read the blog and subscribe to the show so you'll never miss a Brazen episode. While you're at it, feel free to give me a super duper rating on whatever podcast service you're using. And, of course, let your friends know about the show. Finally, if you'd like to comment or contact, you can email me at kevinb@trianglepeperformance.com. I'm Kevin Virchelman. Be sure to tune in next week for the next episode, and be brazen.